message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you all into God's presence, and I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Let me hear your amen. Unveiling essentials for breaking forth sustenance. And for the FYB, they can call it think on these things. So, it's a two-sided coin. For if you are not a first-timer, if you are not a FYB, the theme for you is unveiling essentials for breaking forth sustenance. And if you are an FYB, the theme is think on these things. These are the things that will sustain you. These are the things that will sustain you as you take your journey further. You will never miss out on your journey in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. God has destined you and I to break forth. God has programmed us to do well in life. That's His purpose. That's His plan. That's His intention for us. And there are some things we need to think on. For that breaking forth or the success you have had to till now to be continuous. Your blessing will not be aborted. Amen. Your testimony will not be aborted. Amen. I'd like to hear your loud amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loud amen. Amen. So breaking forth is your heritage. Doing well in life is your heritage. That's your heritage. But there are some things that have to be registered in your heart. There are some things you have to continue to think on for those things that God has in store for you to come to pass. We'll list a few of them this morning, and then we trust God that the Lord will expand it in your heart in the name of Jesus. Number one thing you need to think of that will bring forth the sustenance of your breaking forth of your blessings is called excellence. Excellence. Excellence is striving to be better and doing something with a touch of class. Excellence is striving to be better and doing something with a touch of class. It is doing a common thing in an uncommon way or uncommonly well. Doing something in an uncommon way or doing it uncommonly well. Our God is an excellent God, according to Isaiah chapter 12. Verse 5, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5. Our God is an excellent God. He says, sing unto the Lord, for he had done excellent things, and this is known in all the earth. Our God is an excellent God. Everything that God does is excellent. When he created the earth, and he finished in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, he said, everything is very beautiful, everything is very good. God does everything excellently. Everything he does is done excellently, is very good. And so, if you want to sustain your breaking forth, you have to think on excellence. Your mind has to be a mind transformed to a mind of excellence. Don't forget that as our Father is, so are we in this earth. 1 John 4, verse 17. As God is, so are we on this earth. As God is excellent in heaven, we are excellent on the earth. As God is excellent in all his ways, we are meant to be excellent in all our ways. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As God is excellent, so are we meant to be excellent in this world. You will live an excellent life. You will live an excellent life. The world is not interested in the popular. The world is only interested in the spectacular. It can be popular, but if it is not excellent, it cannot be spectacular, so nobody will receive it. Everybody has one career or another. It is the way you do your own excellently that determines your rating. You can graduate from school with a cert, but within a few years, the level of excellence and finesse, the way you treat your assignment will determine where you will be very soon. And there are two laws under this excellence. The number one is the law of quality. The law of quality. Anything that you do must be done with quality. Quality determines patronage. And quality does not have to be expensive. If breaking forth is your requirement, Everything you do must be done with quality. As the final year student prepare to begin to work and do business and all that, anything you do must be done excellently. And if you are here this morning already working, or you are a student, anything you do must be with quality. Somebody say quality. The second law under excellence is called the law of integrity. Integrity. Integrity is a personal resolve to live in the truth with yourself and with others in all situations. There are two laws under excellence. The first law is the law of quality. The second law is the law of integrity. And integrity is a personal resolve. You resolve to live a life of integrity with yourself and with others. Integrity is a preserver, but dishonesty is a demoter of destiny. Psalms 25 verse 21. Everyone that has integrity, it preserves his destiny. It preserves their destiny. Your destiny will not rupture. Psalms 25:21. Your destiny will not rupture. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Integrity and uprightness is a preserver. And I pray for you here today, God will preserve your destiny. I say God will preserve your destiny. In the name of... So as you go, think on this. Anything I'm doing, any of my work, as you prepare to graduate, or as you prepare to leave here to start another week, or as you prepare to do one business or another, am I excellent in the conduct of my business? Am I doing it properly like it should be done? Excellence will always break forth sustenance. Number two, vital key to breaking forth, which you have to think about often, is called godly character. We spoke a little bit about this. We spoke about this in the course of the 12 days of empowerment. Only those who have godly character can sustain the blessing of God upon their life. Your character is vital to sustaining your success. It is your attitude. Your character is your attitude under pressure. When you are under pressure, your attitude under pressure is your real character. It's your real. That's why when people come to church, you might not know their character because there's no pressure. You just come in, you sit down, fan is blowing, you know, message is coming up, they are projecting, you know. But outside of the church, beyond the walls of the church, what you display actually is your character. And as you think on these things this morning, your character is what will eventually make something out of you. Your character can put you at the top, or your character can place you in a corner. As you go and as you conduct yourself in your various businesses, uphold godly character. Godly character. Godly character. Billy Graham said, when money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, everything is lost. It means character is destiny. When you lose money, you have not lost anything, because what made you to earn that money, if you continue with it, you will earn much more than that. Most great people in life have lost money at one time or another. I've done that too. And I've earned more than I've lost. So, if you lose your health, yes, maybe you are strong in one area or another, that's vital. And you will never lose your health in Jesus' name. But once you have lost character, that is all. You have nothing left. You are empty. What does that tell you? Your character is everything. Guide your character more than you guide your money. Many guide their money, they put it in banks where there's so much security, but they don't guide their character. You don't decide your destiny. Your character decides your destiny. You are not the one that will decide, this is my destiny. It is your behavior, your character that will decide how your destiny will be like. Charisma can take you to the top, but only godly character can keep you there. I want to pray for everyone here this morning that God will help you in Jesus' name. And under this character, there is a major thing that helps your character. is called your conscience. Conscience. You must have a working conscience. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. It is your conscience that helps you in proving your conscience will tell you what you are doing is not right. How much more shall the blood of Christ, which is through the eternal spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve a living God. Purge your, it washes your conscience. My prayer this morning is that anyone with a stained conscience, the Lord will wash it this morning with his blood. I said the Lord will wash it this morning with his blood. Until you have a godly, God-fearing conscience, you have no, your character can never be stable. Your conscience, what will tell you? Ah, how can I be in youth service and be carrying? Yes, pastor is not here. Celida is no more here. How can I be in youth service and be carrying Manfred? I remember when I was working in an organization, and then a lady that we used to be in the same fellowship when I was in school, I was a senior and I was already working when she was in service. I just met her one day in the guest house of that company with a married man, a staff of the company, the head of operations. She was the girlfriend. She was a youth copper, and she were in the same fellowship. And I met her at an ungodly corner in the house. Appa! That is the bankrupt. Less than 1 year after graduation, already into fornication and adultery. Less than 1 year. Less than 1 year. That is the absence of conscience. Watch your conscience. When you see that your conscience is being defiled, wash it. Take spiritual bleach, which is the word of God. Wash away everything, or else it will destroy your future. If your desire is to break forth and to ensure your continuous breaking forth, purge your conscience of dead works. Remove your hand from iniquity. Remove your hand from anything that will not glorify God. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. New grace to continue in integrity. Even when others are not there to work. You know, that's the true test of integrity. When you're on assignment alone. Everybody can have integrity when we are like this. But when you are alone, you travel alone. When you are alone, serving in one place, nobody's there to check you. When you go on assignment from the company and you are given a whole flat of your own and nobody can check you. Nobody can mistakenly call you, come to the place. You are alone. While I was in secondary school, one of the coppers that was with us there, a lady, I can never forget her because she had bow leg. I can never forget her. There were four guys sleeping in the coppers lodge, and all the four of them slept with her. Four guys. And she slept when it's not as if it's a curse. I'm talking of secondary school. I still remember now. Four guys. All of them slept with her. And eventually, one now joined them, which is the fifth one, who was our mathematics teacher. He was the one that said he was the only one that was spared. With her. I mean, Kai. Oh, God. So, guide your character as you go. In all that you do, in all your assignment, in all that you are doing. I mean, maybe you are not sipping beer now, but maybe you are going to go to a far place, or maybe you are going to travel to a far place or something, things like that. Guide your integrity. Guide your character. Don't allow it to crumble like a pack of cards. Number three thing that will bring forth the sustenance of your breaking forth. I said number one is what? Excellence. And under excellence, I talked of two things. What are they? Quality and integrity. Number two is what? Godly character. And I said, what helps your character? Your conscience. A working, not just conscience, a working conscience. Conscience that will tell you, stop it, and you stop it. Stop it, and you stop it. That's like a break. When you are over speeding, Then the brake, you press the brake to stop it. You know, that's a conscience. Number three is called faith in God. Your faith in God is a guarantee for sustenance of your breaking forth. Your faith in God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, verse 2, verse 6, explains to us about the importance of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And for by it the elders obtained a good report. And in verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of him that diligently seek him. Faith. Faith. Go anywhere with faith. Anywhere in the world with faith, you will make it. Don't have any other certificate. Just go with faith. That's why I've seen people who did not go to mosque school but had faith and employed first class students. They didn't go to mosque school, but they have faith. So it means faith is the currency you spend in destiny. That's the currency you spend in destiny. Once you lack faith, there is a limit. That's why you can be very holy. Very, very holy. You don't sin, you don't do anything, but you don't have faith, you cannot break forth. Or the break forth is limited because it takes faith to tithe, for example. It takes faith. Somebody you can't see. I say, God, I'm giving you this because you gave it to me. It takes faith. And it takes that level of faith to walk in financial flow. It takes faith to serve. It takes faith. You believe that someone is a rewarder somewhere. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. You know that he will reward you. You know that your work is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. You know, you are sure that what you are doing is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. That's faith. You know that one day you will benefit. You know that one... Yesterday, myself and our Lagos pastor, we traveled out of Ilorin. And he was telling me, one of our members in our Lagos church, a lady used to come to him every time for money. And then one day he spoke to her, go and try to do something that will bring him money for you yourself. And she stopped coming to church with all her children. Her child was also a staff in the church, and the guy stopped working in the church. You know the reason why? There is no faith. There is no faith to believe what a servant of God has said, that see, you can start something, you can prosper. You don't have to be going around begging for this and begging for that. You can prosper. It takes faith to excel in all fields of endeavors. I want to charge you, if you want to sustain your breaking forth, go with faith. If you want to sustain what God has started in your life, go with faith. Anything that boosts your faith, do it. Studying the word regularly, consistently, listening to messages. Very soon now, we'll have more than enough of our messages on the internet, on YouTube and all that. We are working on all those structures to ensure that we have more than enough of our messages permanently there. So you can download it free of charge and but it will be there. So you can listen to messages part time. You can study. You can read books. These are the things that boost your faith. You need these things to keep at it. You need these things to keep at it. If you dare to believe it, there's nothing God cannot do for you. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Mark 9 verse 23. The Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. If you can believe. If you only can believe. If you only can believe. If you only can believe. I want to tell you this morning, that if you can believe it, what you are saying will come to pass. I say what you are saying will come to pass. What you are saying about your future will come to pass. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Please don't waver in your faith. Don't doubt what God has told you. Don't doubt it. Anything God has told you, don't doubt it. Just walk in faith towards it. God has told you are going to be very great. God has told you he's going to make a way for you. God has told you it doesn't matter what anybody is saying. Who has the final say? Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final. So, devil does not have the final say. The wicked don't have the final say. It is God that has the final say. If it was what the children of Israel, what the brothers of Joseph said about Joseph, Joseph wouldn't get to where he is today. Joseph could not have gotten to where he got to if what his brother said, he did not walk in faith. He would have been finished. But he believed God. That is, I believe him. I believe him. Lord, I believe you. I believe everything when you say. As you talk, I'm all. You go do, I'm all. Baba God, oh, I believe. Baba God, I believe you. I believe everything where you. As you talk, I'm. As you talk, I'm all. You go do, I'm all. Baba God, oh. That God has said about your future, it must come to pass. Anything he has showed you in the dream, anything he has showed you physically about your future, I decree right now that they come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Listen to me. I have a problem, and the problem is that once God tells me something, there's nothing that can make me doubt it. Nobody. There's nothing. I heard from God directly. I mean, you can't change my mind on it. I heard him. And that's why you must keep your faith intact to know what he says. And what does he say? He speaks to you directly. He speaks to you through his servants. Those called by him specially. Specially anointed and called. They don't need anything from you. They don't need anything from you. They don't phone you for assistance. No. They enjoy supply from their collar. They dish out whatever he says. Friends, as my God liveth, he will bring to pass what he has said in your life. He will bring to pass what he has said in your life. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. If thou canst believe all things. Somebody say all things. All things. That is all your plan concerning marriage. All your plans concerning your education. All your plans concerning your business you want to start. All your plans that you are trusting God to get promoted. All your plans to complete your house. All your plans to buy a land. They will all come to pass all at once. Yeah. Let me hear an international amen. Yeah. They will all come to pass all at once. They will all come to pass all at once. They will all come to pass all at once. Let me hear your loudest amen. Those who thought it is over for you, they will soon be shocked. Because my God will turn it around. I said, my God will turn it around. My God will turn it around. I know he will turn that situation around. In the name of Jesus. Number four. Key, which is also important for you to think on, which will bring forth your sustenance, is planning. Someone say planning. You are either planning or playing. It is either you are planning your life or you are playing with your life. Now listen to this, because I'll be doing a lot of emphasis in this particular area. I've not spoken about this in some time, and so I will be laying a lot of emphasis on this as God instructed me. What is planning? Planning is deciding in advance what you should do. Why it should be done. Where it should be done. And who should do it. And how it should be done. I'll take that again. What is planning? What is planning? Planning is deciding in advance what should be done. Media, you'll be good to get that real quick. What should be done? Two, why it should be done? where it should be done. That's the third one. Who should do it? And how it should be done. That's planning. All great buildings have a plan. Nobody stumbles on success. You don't just stumble on success. You don't just stumble on success. You plan your way to success. You don't just become a success overnight. You don't get a first class overnight. There are some things some first class students do, which others don't do, that brings the first out of them. Hello? I mean, you don't just get first class just like that. Until you are full of plans, nothing can work. If you don't plan, things will be plain. There will be nothing, plain ground, nothing to show. Every building has a plan. In that plan, there are many parts. The clearing stage, the foundation stage, and all that, the erection of this and that and that and that, the iron, the structures, and all those things that needs to be in place, you know, the lintel, you get to the roofing, the noggin, the electricals. At least there is a step-by-step plan before you can be a successful person. In Luke 14, verse 28 and 29, explains to us, Luke 14, Bible says, for which of you intending to build a tower, because I believe that your life is going to be a life as tall as a tower. Amen. Oh God, I'm happy some people got that. Amen. For which of you intending to build a tower, seated not down first? That is how success comes. He says, if you are ever going to sustain your success and bring something out of your life, you sit down first. Somebody say, sit down first. And count the cost. That is, you plan your way. I want to do this. I want to do that. Do I have the time? Do I have the energy? Am I ready to do this? Okay, what are... I wonder, some people say they have plan. Your plan must be on paper, or you don't have any plan. You plan on paper. You plan on paper. For which of you intending to build a tower, sit not down first, and counted the cost, whether he had it sufficient to finish it. Let's go now. After he had laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all behold it begin to mock him. People will not mock you. Anybody that wants to sustain his success must be full. Every day of your life, you move with a jotter and plan your life. If your desire is really and truly to break forth, plan your life. You plan your life. You plan your life. In the place of prayer, you plan your life. In the place of waiting on God, you plan your life. How you want the rest of the year to be, you sit down with God to plan your life. This plan is what makes you to run. That's what makes, when you have a plan, everybody that has a plan, they run. They are always on the run. They are always on the go because something is driving them. When you see somebody who has no plan, they are always very dull. Very dull. There is no... We in university, we call them NFA. No future ambition. There is no ambition. Nothing is being targeted and nothing is being desired. So there is no running. You say, why are you praying this long? What's your problem? Why are you giving yourself stress? Okay, what is it? What are you pursuing? What is it? When you have a plan, you go the extra mile. Because your plan pushes you. And if you are here, you are not in the children's church, it means that you are an elderly person. You should have a plan by now. A child doesn't care about anything. They waste time. They can watch cartoon. A child can watch cartoon for 10 hours if the parents allow. Am I right? They don't have problem. Just be changing it from this cartoon to another. They will be watching because there is no plan. An adult that has no plan will waste time and waste destiny. Be full of plans. Be full of plans. Take your plan before God. All great people plan their work and walk their plan. Not only planning your work, you have to walk your plan. You have to work at it. Walk your plan. And let me tell you this. Your plan has to be a plan that involves many aspects of your life. You plan the way you spend money. You plan your resources. It amazes me how people, you have earned so much, and then when it's time to pay rent, you now start running helter-skelter. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. In marriage, for example, you have to plan the number of children you have. You shouldn't have 4 children in 4 years. It's a sign of lack of planning. First year, you pop baby. Second year, pop baby. Mean 4 years, you already have 4 children. Apa! Space your children. Space them. Let there be some space in between your children. Let some time be in between them. It's part of plan. When you don't plan, you just hit the woman, you come back, you hit it, you come back. They will not be looking at the children and say, which one is the elder and Moses? Because all of them are Moses. Praise the Lord. Plan. I know most husband and wife, they don't even sit down to talk about plans. You have to sit down and talk about plans. See that, well, every man that is here today, I know we are all very busy men, but in recent times, I've been having more time with the married and all that, and I've been telling them, spend more time together. Communicate. I told them in one of the meetings recently, I said, if you are married, people that are single will say, these married people, they think that it's only sex they have up from morning to night. If you have sex, let's even assume that you have sex 2 hours, which I don't know how your strength is. Or let's say 1 hour. I don't know how. It means that the remaining 23 hours is for what? Talking. That talking is for planning. You can have, I don't know, except your own drug. I don't know how many hours. That somebody has sex for 23 hours, he's now talking for 1 hour. That one, I drug you. That one is death. He's planning. Sit down with your wife and plan. You plan. How do we plan these resources? How do we live within our means? This is the money I'm collecting. This is the money you are collecting. You plan together. You plan. When you are planning your wedding, many of you here will soon be planning your wedding in Jesus' name. Many all over this place will be planning their wedding soon in Jesus' name. Don't plan your wedding on money that you have never seen. Somebody somewhere, promise you 1 million. Then because of that, you went to rent tent, 900,000. What is it? What is it? Jehovah, what is it? Somebody promised you 1 million. You spend so much money on the wedding, but you did not plan the marriage. No, there's a difference between wedding and marriage. Wedding is the day of the wedding, which is the day of the ceremony. The marriage is the what? The journey. The journey that will last many, 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 many years. That's the most important. Be full of plans. Plan the next 2 years. Plan the next 3 years. This is what spurs you to stand before God. This is what spurs you to wake up at night. Jesus, where is your face? My plan is, the year is about to go. What's going on? He spurs you. He drives you. You permanently have drive because you are full of plans. You will never be a planless Christian. Yeah. I can't hear your loudest amen. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. Number 5. Thing very essential for your breakfast sustenance and which you must think of is to think positively always. Think positively always. The Bible specifically tells us what to think of in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. And they are all positive. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. So, if you really want to enjoy the best of life, think of true things. That your future will be bright, that things will be okay for you, that things is going to turn around for the better. Those are the true things. Think whatsoever things are honest. Things that are truthful. Whatsoever things are just. That is, they are fair. Not corrupt. Whatsoever things are pure. Think those things which you both have learned. Those are the things you think of. Things you have learned. Things which you have seen. Things which you have seen in the lives of your fathers. You learn from them. You know, when I want to do some things, sometimes I'll just think, any of my spiritual fathers, will they do this? Will they do like this? Sometimes I will do something and I'll say, no, they won't have done this. And I retrace my steps. That's how to become a better person. Think on just things, honest things. Things that will move your life forward. Whatsoever things have good report. Someone say good report. I like that. Good report. Make sure that you have a good report, a good testimony. A good testimony in your church, in your community, in your family, and all. A good report. A good report. Be like Saul, who was a bad boy before and changed to Paul. There's nothing bad in being a bad boy in the past. There's nothing like being a bad girl in the past. But what is important is that you don't stay being a bad boy or a bad girl. You change. You change. You think on those things. And also, of course, if there be any virtue, this is talking about holiness. Holiness. And I can talk about this till forever. Holiness. Holiness. That's what God wants. In the Trinity, there's one of the Trinity called the Holy Spirit. To let you know how important holiness is. Holy Spirit. And nothing can happen except we live a holy life. Nothing, you know, many fast and pray and pray and pray. But do you know what? If we live holy lives, breakthroughs, miracles will be very cheap. People will be asking you, what are you using? What are you using? What are you using? What are you using? You're not using anything. You're not using anything. Somebody was sharing a testimony with me yesterday. One of our members was telling me that they have changed his official car within the space of 3 years or 4 years about 6 times. And some people came to him in the office. What's happening? How come? Are you the only one here? You are working with white people. It has never. We have been here 18 years, 19 years, 20 years, nothing. Within space of 2 years, 3 years, you have changed your official car 6 times. What kind of person are you? Oh, Lunko. He said, yes, 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 yes. Munlo Jesu. There will be a replica of that testimony in your life. Amen. Anywhere you find yourself, favor will go with you there. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, live a holy life. Take your hands off any iniquity. Anything that you know that God will not be happy about. The Bible says we should flee from all appearances of evil. Don't wait and say, let me. Can you imagine if Joseph waited with that woman? Joseph did not wait. Joseph ran. She picked his clothes. The thing tore. He didn't care. He ran for his life. I was reading this morning, very early this morning, about the story of Elijah. About the issue of when he attacked, I think Jezebel and Elijah. There are some times you need to run. Praise the Lord. I said there are some times you need to run. There are some times you need to run. There are some times you need to run. And that's what the Bible is saying. Abstain from all appearance of evil. I pray for everyone here today that your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. Your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. That story I just talked about now is in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 all through to verse 5. Your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. As I round up this morning, it's important for you to be very, very careful about your thoughts if you really want to sustain your blessing. In Proverbs 23 verse 7, the Bible tells us that as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your thinking determines the outcome of your life. Think positively. Think that things will be alright. Think that they will post you to a good place to serve. Think that you will get your own husband. Think that you can start and build your own business. Think that you can start your own family. Think that you can get pregnant. Think of positive things always. Don't allow the enemy to sow a bad seed into your heart. Destroy them. Anything telling you, things will soon be over, be writing your will, or maybe your husband will soon die. All those things are, once you allow it to take root, you know, devil is very wicked and he's always trying to put fear in our hearts, especially the fear of the future. And the Bible tells me in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So don't allow the spirit of fear, but allow the spirit of faith. Amongst other things, if you can work on these five things, you will see yourself being established finally as a man or a woman that has broken forth. Your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Now listen to this. I must not close this service this morning. What is the essence of breaking forth in excellence, in blessing, in all everything, without your name being written in the book of life? That is the most important thing. What is the essence of having lived this life and end up in hellfire? What is the essence of having lived this world and at the end of the day there is no reward? Listen to me, even if there is no hellfire or there is no heaven, if you live for Jesus, you have lived well. You have lived well. You have lived very well.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.